Watch, DSA Senate candidate Angie Nixon again pulls quote from Marxist cop killer while campaigning in church. By Hannah Knudsen on August 31, 2026. Angie Nixon, a Democratic Socialist of America, DSA, member who is vying to be the next senator of Florida, is still pulling quotes from Marxist cop killer Assata Shakur. Although conveniently leaving out the origins of her words now that she secured her nomination and is trying to appeal to general election voters. Speaking in a Miami church, Nixon, who recently attempted to distance herself from DSA despite her status as an active member, told the congregation, "We have nothing to lose but our chains. Our chains are them telling us that we don't have enough money for health care for all when they're spending $1 billion on a ballroom you'll never get to dance in. Our chains are the fact that they are spending money to defeat ballot initiatives that you paid into that should have gone toward health care for low-income kids," she said. Related video, Vance, "We fight socialism by investing in Americans, not throwing slogans at them. Our chains are the fact that they are closing public schools so that they can subsidize their for-profit private school education for the billionaires and the millionaires. But they're closing schools in our neighborhood," she said, emphasizing, "Those are our chains. It is our duty to fight for our freedom. It is our duty to win. We must love and protect one another. We have nothing to lose. We have nothing to lose, you all. We have absolutely nothing to lose but our chains," she continued. Notably, Nixon has delivered this similar speech before, but she used to be more forthcoming about its origins. "I'm gonna open this up for questions, but I'm gonna leave you all with these words of a famous freedom fighter before we open it up." Assata Shakur, Nixon said of the Marxist cop killer who at one time appeared on the Federal Bureau of Investigation's list of most wanted terrorists. "It is our duty to fight for our freedom. It is our duty to win. We must love and protect one another. We have nothing to lose but our chains," Nixon continued. At that time, she delivered a very similar speech, referring to modern-day chains as the money spent on the White House ballroom and attacks on voting rights. She then again quoted Marxist cop killer Shakur, saying, "It is our duty to fight for our freedom. It is our duty to win," and concluding that there is absolutely nothing to lose but our chains. It comes as no surprise that Nixon is leaving this information out, now that the general election race is in full swing. She has tried to walk back some of her radical positions in recent weeks, including her association with DSA. She accused her competitor, Senator Ashley Moody, RFL, of lying for pointing to Nixon's status as a DSA member. "Ashley Moody knows that I'm not a socialist," Nixon claimed, stating she only joined DSA because she aligns with the movement on fighting for adequate public housing, as well as fighting for quality health care, as well as making sure that we are getting our veterans off the street, taking big money out of politics. "The Democratic Party is a big tent," she said, attempting to distance herself from the socialist label despite willingly joining DSA. However, many of her positions align with DSA, as she advocates for cradle-to-career public education, which includes tuition-free public college and trade school, mass amnesty, ending mass incarceration, and more.